the reading of Jesus' birth.
The reading is from Luke chapter 2, starting at the first verse. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there were no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the King of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours."
We're surrounded tonight by fire, flame. Much of Australia is suffering greatly at the moment from fires, we've been reading, and some have even lost their lives trying to rescue property and people. My dear Debbie was staying down in New South Wales, and this was the road that she had meant to travel back along to get back to Canberra and back to Melbourne, and was stranded until she found a way out. Fire is the most ambiguous symbol, isn't it? Because it can speak of destruction. When we are at a very low point, we might say we're burnt out. We've been hollowed out by the flame of life. But fire also has many positive connotations too. It might be a warm place on a cold winter's night, snuggling up with a cup of hot chocolate. Or perhaps a fire might stand for a beacon, a warning, something that calls people to come to a safe place. Or just a very gentle, soft glow, a place of light in the middle of the darkness. One of the images that's spoken of in the readings is the glory of the Lord was filling the heavens. You know, there was a sense of incredible joy and brightness and light associated with the coming of those angels, and they're singing amongst the starry host over the baby at Bethlehem. And often we think of Jesus as bringing light into the world, and the imagery of his birth there on that night really suggests that to us. But I'd like to just dwell with that thought with you for a few moments, that Jesus would be a light to come and illuminate our darkness. Certainly there's plenty enough darkness around. We see it in our own hearts and sometimes in the lives of others around us, sometimes in those that we love, and it can be painful to see it in someone that we love. And sometimes we wonder, how can we find a way out of that dark place, out of the darkness? And the beautiful thing about Jesus in coming in this incredibly vulnerable way as a little infant, as someone so vulnerable and tiny really, is that in this small beginning, God had started a flame that would burn and burn and bring great healing and light and life to the world. I've been thinking a lot in these recent weeks of just how incredibly joyful Christmas is, and I was just watching tonight the image on the television of carols in the Domain, And there was a lot of joy going on. A lot of it was sort of forced joy. It was kind of entertainment joy, not really true joy from hearts that were set free. But true Christmas, the true spirit of Christmas, is based on a deep joy that God has a saving plan for us, that he's sent Jesus as this light into our lives to illuminate our darkness, to bring things into the light, and to bring us into a place of healing and of restoration. My message to you tonight is very simple, that you I encourage you to just turn to this Jesus. Maybe in the days ahead, as the new year comes on, you might like to find a Bible and just turn to the words of Jesus and think about this person, God with us, and the incredible message that he brought of hope, of moral clarity in difficult and dark times, of salvation for us. I just encourage you in this year ahead of 2020 that you have a kind of 2020 vision to see Jesus in your life and to let that incredible light that he is and that he brought into, that he brings into so many people's lives all over the world today, that it would illuminate your heart, illuminate your life as well, that the light of Christ would shine into the darkness of all of our lives. Well, Christmas is a time of celebration, and it's celebrating that God has not forgotten us, that he has a purpose for us, he has a destiny for us, he's made us for to love him and to bring glory to him, to serve him. He's made us to be spiritually connected to him, and it's through Jesus that this connection is established. So I just tonight I give you Jesus and invite you to walk with him throughout this year and see where it will take you. We're going to light the Christmas candle now, and from that light, which stands for the presence of Jesus here among us, we're going to light all the candles. Thank you, David and Vita.
A perfect child, gently.